Good morning. Great to see you all this morning. Great to be here with you. Excited about this opportunity. What a privilege it is to sit there and listen and to be encouraged by these good men and the thoughts that they have prepared for us this morning about powering up our lives. I want us to think this morning about striving for greatness in the eyes of God. If you have your Bibles, if you will, turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23. 2 Samuel chapter 23, keep your finger there, and we're going to flip back over to 1 Samuel chapter 26 in just a moment. But if you will, turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23, and we'll begin this lesson this morning. I want you to take yourself back in time to the United Kingdom, the kingdom where Saul was the first king, where David followed, and then Solomon would follow. Take yourself back in time to that era when there were loyalists to Saul and there were loyalists to David. This kingdom, as the kingdom would transition from Saul to David, was not one where Saul would drift off into the limelight with grace and dignity. It would be rocky and it would be rough. And when we think about the loyalists who had attributed their lives and their loyalty to certain men, Saul and David each had their own. Three in particular are men that are mentioned who were loyal to David. One of these men, Terry talked about, I'm not sure how to pronounce it still, but Joshebeth. This was the one who killed 800. There was a third, Eleazar. There was Shammah. And these were men who were valiant warriors against the Philistines. Valiant warriors. They fought with aggression. There's a contrast that plays out in the text of the Old Testament between the three and the 30. These are victorious men. These are champions. We might think of them as our Navy SEALs or our Green Beret. These were warriors that you never wanted to cross. When we think about Abishai, I want you to think about two things this morning. One is, just exactly who is this character? And secondly, what does he teach us about greatness in the eyes of God? First of all, who is he? David had a sister by the name of Zeruiah. And Zeruiah had three sons. One of them was Abishai, one was Joab, and one was Asahel. Now group Joab and Abishai in one category and put Asahel in another. Asahel, in his life, he searched out and he fought after and he searched after one of Saul's loyalists by the name of Abner. You see, Abner was kind of like Saul's bodyguard. Abner was the chief of Israel's army. And Asahel, one of Zeruiah's sons, pursued him. He was fleet. He was fast. He would be a sprinter. And he kept pursuing Abner, and Abner tried to relent, but eventually he turned and he killed him. Well, this did not sit well with Joab or Abishai, and eventually Joab and Abishai kill Abner. But I want you to think about two loyalists here, and I want you to think about Abishai in terms of that. Look at 2 Samuel 23, verse 18. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of the 30, and he wielded his spear against the 300 and killed them, and won a name besides the three. He was the most renowned of the 30 and became their commander. But watch this. But he did not attain to the three. Which three is the scripture speaking about? Well, these three men. These three men that broke through, if you remember, right? Here in the Old Testament times, Saul was encamped on one occasion. He was surrounded by the army. A great sleep falls upon this Israel's army there. Saul is in the middle there. These three men will break through. These three men will go to a well, right? And so in 2 Samuel chapter 23 here, there is this discussion about this man named Abishai. And there's a comparison between him and these other three men. I want us to think about three lessons that we can learn in thinking about Abishai. And there's a contrast made between the 30 and this man. He became the commander, but he did not attain to the three. What does the Bible teach us, or what are some lessons about greatness in the eyes of God that Abishai teaches us? First of all, Greatness in God's eyes means that you don't have to fit the world's mold. Greatness in God's eyes does not mean you have to meet the world's mold. There's a positive way that we say this in our day and age, and that is, this is an individual who thinks outside the box, right? The negative way we say it in our day and age is, this person's a hot mess. Now, Abishai is a warrior, right? In 1 Samuel chapter 26, if you'll look at that with me there, notice what it says. Then David said to Ahimelech the Hittite and to Joab's brother, Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, who will go down with me into the camp of Saul? And Abishai said, I will go down with you. So David and Abishai went to the army by night, and there lay Saul sleeping within the encampment with his spear stuck in the ground at his head, and Abner and the army lay around him. Then Abishai said to David, God has given your enemy into your hand this day. Now please let me pin him to the earth with one stroke of the spear, and I will not strike him twice. That's Abishai. You cross David, you're in my target zone. And that was Abishai's loyalty to him. Notice verse 11, the Lord forbid that I should put out my hand against the Lord's anointed. David says to Abishai, hold on just a second. Now, what's the practical application here? Looking at 1 Samuel chapter 26. One practical application is that we as men need to understand that sometimes our lives are just messy. Sometimes we don't fit the mold. Sometimes the world says fame, fortune, brilliance, these are the things you need to search after. But if we fit Christ's mold, that's greatness in God's eyes. And Abishai, while he was a warrior, used those to God's glory. And when God's servant David said, no, we're not going to strike the Lord's anointed, even though you're a valiant warrior, even though you're a mighty man, we will not go against God or his anointed servant Saul. So the first message I want us to take home today is that we don't have to fit the world's mold to be great in God's eyes. Secondly, this morning, I want us to understand that greatness in God's eyes is seen as moving laterally. Life's going to throw us curveballs. Life's going to throw us all sorts of curveballs, and we have to make the decision whether these curveballs become stop signs or detours. Whether these things become stop signs or detours. Look at this passage back over in 2 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 7. David is battling. In fact, these two of the mighty men here, Joab and Abishai, are battling in this occasion. But look in verse 7, 2 Samuel 10, verse 7. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men, and the Ammonites came out and drew up in battle array at the entrance of the gate, and the Syrians of Zobah and of Rehob, and the men of Tob and Maacah were by themselves in the open country. When Joab saw that the battle was set against him both in front and in the rear, he chose some of the best men of Israel and arrayed them against the Syrians. The rest of his men he put in the charge of Abishai his brother, and he arrayed them against the Ammonites. What's the take-home message here? Joab says, you know what? I can't fight a battle on two fronts. Abishai, you deal with one group, I'll deal with the other. If you start losing, I'll come to your aid. If I start losing, you come to my aid. Being great in God's eyes means that we're going to suffer, we're going to have trials, we're going to have temptations, we're going to have curveballs that come in our directions. And we have to make the decision, if we're going to be great in God's eyes, to use these as detours and not stop signs. Challenges are going to come our way. Indecision is going to face us at times. We're going to think, well, which way should we go? To the right, to the left? What should I do at this point? Right? Seek God first in His kingdom. He'll give you what's most important, right? Let these things, let greatness in God's eyes be seen by being individuals who move laterally. And thirdly, this morning, greatness in God's eyes is seen in intense loyalty to our brethren. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 21 here in verse 15. 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 15. There was war again between the Philistines and Israel, and David went down together with his servants, and they fought against the Philistines, and David grew weary. And Ishbi-benob, one of the descendants of the giants, whose spear weighed 300 shekels of bronze, and who was armed with a new sword, thought to kill David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, came to his aid and attacked the Philistine and killed him. Then David's men swore to him, "You shall no longer go out with us to battle, lest you quench the lamp of Israel." You think about greatness in the eyes of God. We think about individuals, as Terry has spoken about, and others have spoken about this morning. We think about individuals who are intensely loyal and faithful to God, no matter what the circumstance. Here is a warrior who says, "David, don't go into battle like that anymore, lest the light of Israel be vanquished." If we're going to be great in God's eyes, we must be individuals who have this type of faith. Faith that was exhibited not only in the Lord of hosts, but faith and trust in our brethren. You know, we as men are gathered here today to be encouraged and to be recharged. We've got to stand up like men. We are the individuals who are helping the cause of Christ all throughout these communities that are represented here this morning. We are a network of brethren that are leaning up on each other for encouragement and faithfulness and strength. We gather in opportunities like this to be recharged. We're going to be great in God's eyes. We must have this undying loyalty that Abishai saw a cause. He saw a man who had David in sight, right? Wanted to kill David. And he said, "Not on my watch." And we as brethren in the church need to say to the world, "That's my brother. And I've got his back. And you will not destroy him. And you will not tear him down. Because I'm loyal to God and I'm loyal to his church." If we're going to be great in God's eyes, let's give up on trying to fit the world's mold, and let's simply follow the mold of Christ. And let's be individuals like this who are willing, when curveballs come our way, to move laterally, use them as detours and not stop signs in our life. And let's be individuals who are fiercely loyal. Will you end with me with a prayer? Holy God, we're so thankful, Lord, for this opportunity we've had to think about being powered up and recharged and encouraged this morning. We pray, Lord, that you'll help us to seek after the greatness that existed in Christ. We know, Lord, that in Christ Jesus, that he was the servant of all servants, Lord. He was willing to wash the disciples' feet. Help us, Lord, to have hearts of servants. Help us to be valiant men, to stand up and be strong, and not to try to fit the world's mold, but help us simply to seek after Christ. Lord, help us to be individuals who move laterally and not take curveballs as stop signs, but help us to take them as detours. And help us, Lord, to be fiercely loyal to you and to your church. In Christ's name we pray, amen.